The program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, February 9th, 1986 at 17 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. A very good evening to you, friends. Welcome back to Music Time in Africa. I'm Rita Rochelle in Washington, and this is Voice of America's Africa Service with VOA's special program featuring some of Africa's best musicians and music groups on recordings selected for us by my colleague, your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian. The music we have for you this evening is from Ethiopia in East Central Africa. So, Ndemen Amashachu, welcome again to Music Time in Africa, and I hope you'll just sit back now, and let's listen to Netsenet Malese with one of her hit tunes, Fwa Fwa Yelel Doju. Netsenet Malese of Ethiopia here on Music Time in Africa. You're listening to the Voice of America.
VOA, the Voice of America.
This is VOA's Africa Service, and I'm Rita Rochelle here in our VOA studios on Independence Avenue, downtown in the heart of Washington, D.C., USA. And happy to be with you this Sunday evening with our special program featuring the music of Ethiopia. Ethiopia is in East Central Africa. Sudan is on its western border. Somalia and Djibouti are on the east. And on the north is the Red Sea, and Kenya borders the southern part of the country. It's one of the oldest states on the African continent and has more than 2,000 years of recorded history. To tell us about the music and musical instruments of Ethiopia, here's the music man, my colleague, Leo Sarkisian, and our guest this evening, Johannes Haile Jesus from our VOA Amharic service. Ndimena Meshachu, gentlemen.
Thank you, Rita. I'm a Segenalehu.
Ndimena Meshish, Rita.
To begin with, how far back in history do we go when talking about Ethiopian music?
Well, Rita, first I'd like to mention that whatever information we have here about Ethiopian music comes from my colleague, ethnomusicologist Dr. Ashanafi Kebede, who is at the present time director of the Center for Black Culture at Florida State University. He's also the author of the book titled Roots of Black Music. Dr. Kebede tells us that Ethiopian writings reveal that in the second millennium B.C., that is 2,000 years before Christ, immigrant Kushites had already settled in Ethiopia, and during the first millennium B.C., a race of people from southwest Arabia had settled in the northern region of present-day Ethiopia. The language of those early settlers was Gez, which is still the language of the Ethiopian church. During the first century A.D., there was a powerful empire known as the Aksumite Empire. Famous temples and palaces and other remains, such as coins and metals, bear witness to the present day, a great technical skill and advancement. It is also important to mention here that on the African continent, Ethiopia alone, with the exception of the Arabian countries, had a script and writing system of its own. In the 4th century AD, Christianity was made the state religion of the Aksumite Empire. The decline of the empire began during the 7th century AD, and there was a period of war and unrest. The Ethiopian Orthodox church leaders then attempted to communicate prayer through music. This was also a period of religious and civil wars as a result of the rapid growth of Islam, and as a result, there was also the development of a style of patriotic folk songs, side by side with religious chants and devotional church music. During the 12th century, King Lalibela was the most famous ruler in Ethiopia, and it is said that he organized a guild for musicians, like a musicians union we have nowadays. In the 13th century, Amharic, which was once a dialect of the ancient Gez language, became the official court language and has remained as the language of Ethiopia. During the 17th century, there was a revitalization of traditional, religious, artistic, and cultural institutions. Among the various musical instruments in Ethiopia, which one would you say, Johannes, is the most popular and best known?
Well, I would like to say the kraal is probably the best known instrument.
Johannes, how do you spell that word?
K-R-A-R, and some spell it was double R, K-R-A-R-R. It actually means stringed, referring to a string instrument. The kraal is triangular in shape and usually has six strings. The sound box is usually made from any type of metal, ball or pan, covered over by a sheep or a goat skin. The strings of the kraal traditionally were gut, but nowadays, many kraals use nylon, wire, or silk strings. Actually, there are two ways of playing the kraal. One, by muting the strings, the old traditional way. The player's left hand rests on the strings to deaden or muffle the sound. The other way to play the kraal, which is The preferred way is by plucking the strings. In this way, the musician can create highly ornamental sound patterns and produce a romantic, sensuous, and expressive mood. In the example we have here, Ketema Mekonnen playing Tezita, Ethiopia's famous song, Baykrar. Ketema is a master musician. The other important string instrument in Ethiopia is the masanko, a type of fiddle played with a bow. The origin of the masanko, of course, is unknown because it is played in so many other countries around the Horn of Africa, in North Africa, in the Middle East, and also throughout Asia. The sound box of the masanko is of a wood and formed in a diamond shape. The box is covered with cowhide, and the instrument has one string. And the strings of the bow are made from strands of a horsetail. The five fingers of the left hand are all used to change the tone while playing the melody. Actually, the masanko is used for both secular and religious music, including the performance and accompaniment of war songs known as shilela or fukara. Masanko music is almost like vocal music. The players try to imitate the tonal speech pattern of the human voice just to show how skillful they are. This example of masanko playing is a very good one because it shows a great deal of ornamentation.
In this album, titled Orchestra Ethiopia, which Leo recorded in Addis Ababa some years ago, I like the selection called Ambasel, featuring the Washent flute.
Well, as you know, in most agricultural countries where there are flutes, oral tradition credits the shepherd for the origin of the Washent. In Ethiopia, the Washent is closely identified with shepherds and recently with watchmen, or the Zabanyas, who keep awake during the long sleepless night by playing the flute. The Washent is usually made from bamboo can in varying length. Generally speaking, the Washent has a warm, natural, tonal quality. A creative musician can play highly decorated and ornamented tunes.
Now, friends, just a reminder that you're tuned to the Voice of America. And this is VOA's Africa Service.
Join us every day on VOA.
VOA, the station that keeps you in touch with the world every day, 7 days a week. Keeping your radio tuned to the VOA means you're in the company of one of international radio's finest broadcast teams. VOA's writers, announcers, and correspondents bring you the latest news from Africa and the rest of the world. You'll have the latest news about political and economic developments, and you'll know what's going on in science and technology, plus a look at world sports, the arts, and what's new in music, all on the VOA every day. I recommend that you begin your day by listening to the morning show, Daybreak Africa, that brings you correspondent reports, the latest news and backgrounders, and good music, too. That's Daybreak Africa, every morning on The Voice of America. And don't miss African Panorama and Nightline Africa later on in the day. These programs are listed in the current program schedule with times and frequencies, making it easy to find the programs in the proper place on your radio. Write to me for the schedule. My name is Rita Rochelle, and that's spelled R-I-T-A-R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E. My address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. The postal code is 20547 USA. Again, that address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. The postal code is 20547 USA. We do have an alternate address, however, and that is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or USIS Center in your country. I believe that latter address is a little less expensive for you, so if you'd like to address your letters to Rita Rochelle, the address again is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or USIS Center in your country. And continuing our special program with music from Ethiopia, here's Yohannes Haliyesus from our VOA Amharic service, and he's our co-host this evening, along with my colleague, your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian.
Well, Rita, the next song came from the Oromo ethnic group from Ethiopia. As you know, Ethiopia, or the country Ethiopia, is made out of several nationalities. The Oromo nation is by far the number one, population-wise. The Oromos are found mainly in the southern part of Ethiopia. The next song we will hear is a folk song from the Arsi province. It's found south of Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia. The singer is Abebe Tesema, who is very famous for his Oromia and Amharic song. In this song, you may be able to hear the washint, the wind instrument that we have just talked about, and the kabero, or in English, the local drum.
Shaker karana no da kuti bude tambadanu dura tuvanu da.
We have time for one more recording, gentlemen. What's it going to be?
Well, let's have the music man make this final choice.
Well, Johannes, that's not easy because I have a lot of favorites. How about Wubashet Fissa? I'll settle for that, his recording Maleda Maleda. But first, let's have you tell us what the recording is about.
Well, the word Maleda means early morning, and that is also an Amharic word. It is an Amharic word. The song Maleda Maleda by Wubashet Fissa was cut here in the United States, I think, in Los Angeles, California, sometime in 1981. When the Walias group made their first U.S. appearance. As you may have heard, it is well-arranged, and sound-wise, I would say the top in quality from many cassettes, audio productions that we get from home. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I would like to note before the music comes, as Maleda is not a new composition. It is a song that has been around for several years. In this next song, we're going to hear the modern version of the Walias group.
Maleda, ማለ ዳመፍሽ አቦሉን ተጽፈሽ ትመለሻለሽ ሆነና በረካ ጠጭ ማለለሽ ቆንጆ ሊማለዳ አካል ገላ ሆዴ ሸጋ ሊማለዳ ማለ ዳመፍሽ አቦሉን ተጽፈሽ ትመለሻለሽ ሆነና በረካ ጠጭ ማለለሽ አሜናቲ ሞይ ሰው ሲመረቀሽ ቆንጆ ሊማለዳ አካል ገላ ሆዴ ሸጋ ሊማለዳ አካል ሰው ማለዳ አሁን የኔ አሟሟት አሟሟት ነው ወይ አሁን የኔ አሟሟት አሟሟት ነው ወይ ጉች ጉች ያለ ጡት አንድ ቀን ሳላይ ጊዜም በከንቱ ላጠፋ ነው ወይ ሸጋሊ ማለዳ አካል ገላ ሆዴ ሸጋሊ ማለዳ አካል ገላ ሆዴ ማለዳ መተሽ አቦሉን ጠጥተሽ ትመለሻለሽ ሆነና በረካ ጠጭ ማለለሽ ሸጋሊ ማለዳ አካል ገላ ሆዴ ሸጋሊ ማለዳ አካል ገላ ሆዴ አሳጨደቻሉኝ ጉብል ስንዴዋን አሳጨደቻሉኝ ጉብል ስንዴዋን ለኔ አንድ መምሰታኝ የማልችለውን አካል ሰው ማለዳ ቆንጆ ሊማለዳ ሸጋ ሊማለዳ አካል ሰው ማለዳ ቆንጆ ሊማለዳ ለምትግል
And that's it for this edition of Music Time in Africa, friends. And to you, Leo and Johannes, Amesegel Nel Ehu, thank you for joining me. This is Rita Rochelle saying so long for now. I'll be back later this evening with our late edition of Music Time in Africa. That's tonight at 22 hours 30 GMT. For now, my best wishes to you, your family, and friends, and hope you'll stay tuned for the report of the world news which follows immediately. My love to all of you. Thank you.